Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, on this Thursday as we gear up for Texans at Lions. And as we do on Thursdays, we turn to the Sports Radio 610 hotline and talk to our guy, ND Kalu. ND, what's happening, man?
I am not answering any football questions until John answer a question I have.
Oh, Reggie, for sure.
You're too young for this one, Reggie. That's okay. The only reason I'm with you. All right, John, I just rewatched Blood In, Blood Out. It's been so long, so I'm going to ask you, Shawshank Redemption or Blood In, Blood Out?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm so biased towards Shawshank. I'm sorry. I get it. I love it. It's awesome. But Shawshank it's one of the greatest movies ever made.
I agree. That's why I threw it at you. But I forgot how good Blood In, Blood Out was because the accents were so horrible and almost derogatory. But the story was pretty good.
So you watched that?
We can get to football. You know what? I don't know if it's my old age as I'm nearing getting close to 50, but I'm rewatching all these old-ass movies I watched growing up in San Antonio.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know, Shawshank was that prison they was in. That was taped in Mansfield, Ohio. So it's like a haunted prison. I actually been to this haunted prison before.
So you been to prison?
What are you doing? Technically, technically, yes. I walked through it.
Technically, yes. Oh, man. No, that's a good question. But, it's got to be Shawshank, man. Got to be Shawshank.
Okay, I'm okay with you.
Wait, Andy, you big movie guy?
You know what? Yeah, I'm a big waste time guy. When I have a couple of hours, I'll pop in a movie. But I went through a phase, Reggie, when I was in Philadelphia playing for the Eagles. Like, you know, my days were done by 4 or 5 o'clock. So I just watched any and every jailhouse gangster movie, classic gangster movies from like the 30s. I just kind of got into that. Miller's Crossing. I'm sure half your listeners like, what the hell is he talking about? I really got into movies, and you'll appreciate this since you were in Dallas. The show Dallas, Reggie, I got hooked on.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. You weren't alone.
I was hooked on that when I was in Philly, watching all the reruns.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's interesting. All right, we'll have to find a way to incorporate that into our
video. Since we're not quite ready to get into the Texans, you're going to be the next head coach of the Rice Owls?
I'm not, but you know what? I'm going to put it out there.
Ooh.
If they know – for him, James Casey will be the next head coach.
Oh, what a great call that is.
If they know what's good for him.
That's a great call.
If they want my $5 a month, if they want my $5 donation a month, then James Casey will be the head coach.
Oh, that's a great one.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can make some things happen. I'm not me. I don't have any power around here. But we'll see if Lopez can do something in that regard. Now, leading up to this Lions game, I think yesterday it was kind of interesting. C.J. Stroud was kind of asked about, you know, he talked quite a bit, and he was asked on like what he needs to work on with himself. And this answer was so fascinating, saying that he would say he would have more fun. Like, how did that answer kind of hit you when he, you know, I think a lot of people were expecting more of an analytical X's and O's, maybe check down, something like that. The notion that, no, I just need to have more fun out there.
It just goes to show that how wise this young man is. I mean, this is a guy, every time I hear him speak, I get a chance to talk to him, Reggie. I just feel like, man, like he must hang around a bunch of old souls because he's wise. And he's right. We get so caught up, as we should, in the wins, the losses, the stats. How are we playing? How are we performing? You forget to have fun. And for him to realize that at such an early age, as far as being in his second year in the NFL, I like that answer, because it's so easy to say, oh, I need to be more accurate on this route, or I need to release the ball a little bit quicker since my freaking offensive line isn't blocking. But to just go out there and say, man, I just need to have more fun. When it's all said and done, it's still a game. It's still a child's game. So if you're not having fun, then what the heck are you doing out there? Now, the play needs to be better. They need to clean some things up, but it all starts with having fun on the field. I'm okay with that.
Does that make you think that maybe he was starting to get to a place where he was pressing too much, and that's where the idea of, hey, man, just come back to being a game and have fun?
100%. I mean, I'm not going to act like I'm getting in his head, but I think you nailed it. Like, if that's your answer, if you're on a 6-3 team and a reporter asks you, what do you need to do? And he says, I need to have more fun. I think that you just nailed it. He was probably pressing. He was overthinking things. He didn't have the short memory after a bad play. He was dwelling on the negative. Yeah, I think that's the conclusion you come to.
Well, you just laid it out. You know, it might have been pressing, might have had the short memory, you know, might have been this or that. I mean, there's a reason for that, and it's been the biggest talking point around this team for a couple of weeks now, or if not more, and that's the offensive line. They know, right? I mean, you one of the great things that, you know, I love talking with you about is you take us into the locker room. I mean, they're not going to be, you know, pointing fingers, but they know that they have to fix things at the offensive line, and it's got to be more than just a tweak, right?
No, absolutely. 8 sacks, and you're talking about one of the best quarterbacks in the game, an up-and-coming quarterback. I think I almost called him David Carr once during the game because I thought he was David Carr with how many times he was getting sacked. Like, they were giving up way too many one-on-one battles where they were just losing, and that's why he was getting sacked. It wasn't just the stunts. It wasn't just the blitz where you just think, oh, you know what, he forgot to protect the A-gap because the linebacker did a nice job showing blitz or faking the blitz, I should say. So, no, this was just one-on-one battles, and that's bad because I've played against offensive lines that weren't the greatest in the NFL, but they had a great quarterback, and there's something intangible, like they just stepped their game up. It's kind of hard for me to explain. I don't have the words for it, but we've played against I've played against offensive line where you don't really know any of the guys, but because of very good leaders back there under center, they just block a little bit better, and you're almost getting the opposite here, and you would expect more when you're protecting a guy like CJ Stroud.
Andy, you play D-line as a defensive line guy. Like, how tough is it when you play against a offensive line like this one that the Lions are coming in addition to having a quarterback who just stays on schedule, gets the ball out when he's supposed to, and seemingly always makes the right decision? Like, how tough is that? What do you do against that?
You know, it's tough, but you don't do anything different. You don't do anything different mainly because of the quarterback. So let's talk about the offensive line. I mean, you're facing a good group, not just good individuals, but a good group that has some all-pro type talent at different positions, especially at tackle. You get up for that. Like Will Anderson, if healthy, he's getting up for that. Danielle Hunter, he's getting up for that challenge. But you don't do anything different. The only time I would say you really change up your pass rush, Reggie, is if you're playing against a Lamar Jackson, a Josh Allen, where you have to overemphasize not giving up the rushing lanes during your rush. But Jared Goff is having a nice season. But no, they should be licking their chops. They should be salivating with the thoughts and ideas of getting after him.
I'm getting back to the CJ Stroud and protection issue, because my other point I wanted to hear from you about was, can Nico Collins be that big of a impact just in terms of being able to get rid of the ball in time?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long.
Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think so, John. I just don't know if these other, because when I think of, okay, you need to get rid of the ball, quickly, I think of more of that little slot receiver, the Tank Dell type receiver with the medium to short route. So when I think of Nico Collins, I mean, he could do it all. I mean, he's your number one wide receiver, even when Diggs was healthy. But I think of the big explosive play where you need a little bit more time in the pocket. So yeah, I was a little surprised and concerned when he wasn't able to get the ball out quickly and emphasize getting the ball to the Tank Dells, to the Mechies on those short to medium routes. My thought is, are you going to be able to utilize the talents and explosiveness of a Nico Collins if you can't stay in the pocket for less than 2.5 seconds?
Right.
And when we're talking to our guy, former Houston Texan, ND Kalu, here on Sports Radio 610. And ND, we asked kind of like the what's the feel of the short week? What's the feel of this longer kind of bye week or like mini bye that you're dealing with? Like as a player, how do you kind of approach it? Like what's the general feel of it?
The feel after a bad loss, it's long. Like, you want to hurry up and get back on the field. You want to get that nasty taste out of your mouth. You almost want a short week after, you know, losing the way they did to the Jets. But at the same time, you get a chance to get some guys healthier. You're never healthy. You know, there's an old saying in the NFL locker room, the last time I was 100% was when I was in the eighth grade. So, you know, guys aren't going to be 100%, but the extra time with a smart coach like D'Amico knows when to take his foot off the gas, you're going to get, like Joe Mixon. I mean, Joe Mixon's come back. He's in full stride, but, you know, he's fighting through some pain. So that extra time is going to get him, which you need to be a little more fresh. So, but at the same time, because I've been through it where you lose a game like that, you're like, oh, man, I don't want to wait 10 days or whatever it may be. Let's get back on the field and get this taste out of our mouth.
So what about, like, you know, best case scenario here? We all know what the Lions are and how good they are. But, you know, I was talking earlier about this could be a tipping point game. I mean, if they get, you know, worked again, especially on the offensive line, people are going to be going nuts. But if they can somehow, some way, get this thing turned around, and even if it's ugly and beating the Lions, what does that do for this squad?
Oh, that's huge. Because right now, like you said, this is a tipping point. This is who are the Texans? Are they the team that can go to the New York Jets and lose to a bad NFL team? Or are they still what we think they are, a top-tier team that could play with anybody? Because just a couple of weeks ago, and I still think that, you know, there wasn't a team, and I believe I said it on y'all's great show, where, you know, they got to the point where there's not a team that you don't expect them to win. Does that mean that they're the best team in the NFL? But no. The way they were playing a few weeks ago, your thought is you don't care if it's the Chiefs, you don't care if it's the Lions, you don't care if it's the Ravens. You go into the game expecting to win. So, with the way they look to get the Jets, you know, you start to have a little bit of doubt there. You went against Detroit, and not just the players, but the locker room, the coaching staff, everybody in the building. You start to feel like, oh, yeah, we are that top-tier team.
Mm-hmm. By the way, checks in the mail. now, you know, maybe been accused of being a little negative in some ways, especially leading into this game against a team that is very good in the Detroit Lions. What, for you, are you most, like, excited or encouraged about with this Texans team headed into this game?
encourage Joe Mixon. And I'm a guy, and I'll admit when I'm wrong, and I'm not ready to say I'm wrong yet, but I've always undervalued the running back position. I've always thought there are so many great, talented, physical freaks in the NFL. If you have a decent offensive line, you really don't need to spend money or too much time bringing in a can't-miss running back. But Joe Mixon has really showed me, like, there's a difference. You know, there's a difference. And I think with whatever issues you're having with pass blocking, you can really rely more on the run until they figure out how to step back, how to block these pass rushers, how not to give up 6, 7, 8 sacks against C.J. Stroud. So I'm excited about putting the game, putting the offense on the shoulders of Joe Mixon. Now let's see what happens with that.
You know, it's funny, you just mentioned that. Like, there's a big debate across the country, really. Analysts, national analysts, these three knuckleheads that you're talking to right now, fans.
Don't do that. Figgy ain't no knucklehead. Okay, we are.
Two of us are knuckleheads. Yeah. About, like, you know, the protection issue. We just talked about it in the last segment, recently. You know, is it C.J. Stroud should make the protection calls? Juice Scruggs? Or is it Bobby Slowick's, you know, maybe adjusting protection calls? What are you seeing just in terms of, like, figuring it out with the protection issues?
Well, as far as calls from the television, I can't tell. Like, I've always known it to be the center. The center and the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be times where the quarterback – he'll say, like, you know, 94, he's coming, he's the guy that you designate the middle linebacker, and that affects their protection. Then there are times where you have that seasoned veteran playing center, and he's the one making those calls. But again, that's not the only issue, because when you have guys coming free, that's absolutely the issue, John. But there's also times where an offensive lineman was picked up and taken to the lap of C.J. Stroud, and they knew who was coming. They just couldn't do anything with it. So, that's where it gets tough and concerning, because it's not just one thing. I wish it was – part of me wishes it was blitzers or stunts coming free, because you can easily fix that. You know, during the week of practice, you know what, if it's a tech stunt and the end comes down first, then we want the guard to pick them up no matter what. Or there are times where you should just say, we don't care what stunt they're running, you're blocking this outside rusher, even if it comes down to the A-gap. Like, you could fix that. But when you're just losing due to technique and getting manhandled, you know, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, let me see if I can get you in trouble with D'Amico Ryans like the rest of us. what was your feeling when we got to the end of Tuesday and the Texans had not made a trade to add to this team?
I wasn't really expecting them to. I was hoping for Joe Platino, the offensive guard for Cleveland. Like, he's the way I looked at it, he's a little long in the tooth. He's a little bit older, but this is one of the best guards in the game. To get him out of that cesspool called Cleveland, I felt like it was going to kind of reignite him, get him excited to play for a couple more years. And, you know, he's an instant starter, you know, with or without the playbook. I was kind of hoping for that move, but I wasn't expecting it. So, yeah, I mean, I wasn't like, the Dallas Cowboy fans were all upset that Jerry Jones didn't make any bigger moves than outside of bringing in that wide receiver from Carolina. I just wasn't expecting that from the Texans, because I feel like they can still win with what they have on the roster if they clean some things up, especially with that offensive line group.
Here you go. There's a guy, N.D. Kalu, noted movie watcher and fantastic fantastic human all the way around. N.D., we always appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time. And now I'm going to start giving you homework. We're going to just, like,
I'm on the James Casey bandwagon, by the way. That was a great call.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. I just hope, you know, the decision makers, sometimes they feel like the former players don't know what the heck they're talking about. And I'm a little biased when it comes to Casey, because I like him as a person. But, I mean, this dude's like a Mensa, loves football. He's going to work harder than anybody. He doesn't mind dealing with this crap, the NIL and the portal. So, it's just if they don't do this, then I don't know what the hell they're doing.
and he's one of your own, right? Rice graduate, what is it, 08, 09?
Yeah, he's one of our own. Like, he's not going to use Rice as a stepping stone. Like, most of these guys, they go to Rice hoping to turn it. And I don't mind if you leave it in a better, if you leave the program in a better. But I think he's a lifer. You know, he's a guy that he wants to be at Rice. He wants his kids to go to Rice. It means more than just a paycheck to him.
There you go. N.D. Kalu, we appreciate you, my man. Have a wonderful day.
All right, brothers. Talk to y'all soon.
Right, yes, man. Sir. Yes, sir. There he is. Andy Kalu, former Texan, movie aficionado, real estate mogul. What other things can we add to his...
real estate mogul? Did you say
accomplishments?
That?
I did.
Yeah.
But it's worth saying twice.
Yeah.
There you go. Appreciate him joining us every Thursday. Help get us ready for the weekend that is. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the latest offensive lineman added to this Texas team, plus Rockets smoking the Spurs. We'll talk about that and more next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.